Well, Kirk, thanks for joining me today. And I had some of your colleagues from the CLN in the studio a few weeks ago, and we're talking about a very exciting and important part of the Chautauqua Leadership Network history, because they were telling me this is probably going to be one of the most important classes in CLN history, because we're coming out of this as quickly as we can, but as patiently as we need to be, the COVID-19 pandemic. And business has changed. People have been forced to adjust to the new way that businesses and organizations are operated, and you need to look at things a little differently. So with you on the line with me, what can you say about that? Would you agree with what they're saying, with what your experience with the Chautauqua Leadership Network was, being in the class of 15? Would you say that this is going to prepare people to make those necessary adjustments in the world today?
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to talking about leadership and leadership effectiveness, probably one of the most important leadership skills that people can possess today is the skill of innovation or creative thinking. And the reason for that is because we're facing challenges and problems that there really is no guidebook out there that can explain to us exactly how to deal with the problems we're facing, because so many of the problems and challenges we're facing are brand new. And oftentimes, the experts make the case that it is those opportunities for professional development, where you can get together and network with other professionals who are dealing with the same or similar challenges. And you can come together and share ideas and brainstorm and try to work through those challenges, that you're able to develop the solutions that are necessary, again, in the face of unprecedented change.
And your experience with the Chautauqua Leadership Network, being the professional that you are, it's not like this was something you joined to be qualified to do the job that you do today. This is something that you sought to increase your productivity and your career development. So this is for anybody of any stage of their professional life, right?
Absolutely. You know, sometimes people look at it and say, oh, it's got leadership in the name of the program. And so if I'm not in what they would say is a quote unquote leadership role, sometimes people exclude themselves from consideration. And that's not the case at all. It really is meant to be a program that helps to improve our abilities, our knowledge, our performance at any level, but along with that, to give us an opportunity to expand our professional network, which, you know, can be valuable for just anybody.
So take us back to your experience. What was your favorite part of being in the Chautauqua Leadership Network when you were involved, Kirk Young?
My favorite part was just the opportunity to work with other professionals throughout the county. I was relatively new to the area. I had lived here actually at the time less than a year. And the network part of the Chautauqua Leadership Network was absolutely my favorite part, because it gave me an opportunity to get to meet other professionals, other people in the county that are working to accomplish, significant goals and so forth. And so being able to plug into that, not only the classmates that I was in the class with, but then also the extensive alumni network that CLN has. That was my favorite part by far. Picking up and learning leadership along the way was also very valuable. But it really was building my professional network and being able to get to know others who are laboring just as hard as anybody else to try and improve things here in the county.
And you've made a couple points here about the county, and we have, as you have learned, as especially with your career with Jamestown Community College, we service a very broad geographic region here that works together. It's not just the city of Jamestown. It's the city of Jamestown and Fredonia, Dunkirk, and even, you know, beyond the borders of Chautauqua into Cattaraugus and Warren County. So we have a lot of people in leadership roles, and whether it be the nonprofit sector or the commercial sector, that kind of cross borders. And this is a great program that extends those relationships to people that you don't run into all the time, but are just as important in your own business development, right?
Absolutely. And business development's a perfect term to use there, because you know, I found coming out of my experience with CLN, and then as I have been engaged over the last several years, opportunities to connect with other professionals. I see so many opportunities for business development, as you say, extending beyond the borders of Chautauqua County, are a kind of an organic result of the opportunities that people have to be a part of CLN.
Kirk, what would you say to those people listening right now that are introverts? Maybe they're not an outgoing person, but they're in that position either now where they know they need to, you know, maybe branch out a little bit and get out of that, I'm doing air quotes, comfort zone. But it's also, you know, the people listening that are outgoing. This is the type of program that, with the education and the interactive development you guys and the camaraderie you build, where you are going to easily attend this and come out of your shell in a very comfortable atmosphere, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, the first thing I would say is, hey, come join the club. I'm an introvert myself, and I was very nervous going into this, being a brand new person in the county. I thought, boy, I don't want to go there and get, you know, and be forced to be up on stage or things like that. And it was nothing like that whatsoever. It really was an opportunity to be with other, you know, other professionals and other friends, to build relationships that to this day are very, very valuable to me. It's built in a way that whether you are, you know, highly extroverted or whether you are introverted, it is built in a way that is going to be comfortable for you. It will give you opportunities to expand your experience and so on. And maybe you do go outside your comfort zone a little bit, but that's for anybody, and we want people to grow. And so it is designed to do that a little bit, but it really is built more around establishing authentic relationships with your colleagues and working together to be able to learn some really important principles of leadership and personal development.
And I want you, Kirk, in just the few minutes we have remaining here, to comment about something that you were specifically part of, being alumni of the Chautauqua Leadership Network, and that's the big kickoff, the retreat. What can you tell people about the retreat and what to expect when they join CLN and become a part of this?
Yeah, the goal of the retreat really is to set the tone for the entire year. And so we've worked very hard to be able to establish an experience that really does set that tone. And it's built to bring people together, to help people get to know one another, but it is really, really focused on personal development, on helping those that are going through the network or through the calendar year to explore their own personal leadership style and then to develop a personal leadership development plan. So a plan that is personalized to each person that they will then work on throughout the year. So it's meant to set the stage, to get things started, help people assess kind of where they're at when it comes to their leadership and personal performance, and then set some goals that they're going to work on and together with their colleagues throughout the rest of the year, that helps to kind of weave together the entire experience throughout the year so that in the end, they can look back and say, look, I have improved in these certain leadership skills. I am better at, you know, X, Y, or Z leadership skill. So it's great. So it really is built around helping to set that stage, but we focus a lot on building relationships with your network, with your group there. And people come out of that always excited, ready to go. It's a great experience.
And to close, Kirk, I would say in your professional development and your experiences, for those listening, we are pretty darn lucky in this county, in this community, as I know you have learned in your tenure here by living and residing and working and touching the lives of so many people through your professional job and socialization, that we really have a good thing here in Chautauqua County when we can provide programs like this to our community members, huh?
Well, absolutely. To have an opportunity for such high-quality professional development at such an affordable cost locally, it really is just a gem, an opportunity for us here in Chautauqua County that not every county or, you know, every organization has access to.
Kirk, is there anything else you want to add?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, we've covered so much of it. This is a very important year coming out of the pandemic. And to your points earlier on, you know, a lot of businesses and organizations are looking to kind of get back on their feet as well, and to have an opportunity to be able to provide professional development to their to their team, to their employees at an affordable cost is a wonderful opportunity.
Kirk, that's awesome. I appreciate your time so much.
Yeah, Andrew, thank you.